It's my pleasure now to introduce the editor of the Bribie Island and Surrounds newspaper. And Belinda joins us to let us know what's going on. Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning, Rosemary. Good morning, listeners.
Now tell us what's hot off the press.
Okay. This issue, our feature article, tells a heartwarming story about a brave 9-year-old from Torbal who lives with a rare medical condition. And true to our local spirit, the community is coming together to raise awareness and funds for a much-needed operation. And Chase continues to keep us updated on essential roadworks on Bribie Island Road. While there is no completion date in sight, it's important to stick to speed limits while this upgrade from 2 to 4 lanes is in progress. On October 14, tomorrow that is, the Butcher Hospital officially opened its new neonatal unit, expanding the footprint of previous facility to provide specialist care for unwell and premature babies. On-demand transport is coming to Bribie Island. You will read how it will work in our community. This transport option will be able to reach our residents in places that do not have transport services in the area. We again have another update regarding Bribie Island Bridge and how new surveys will impact us in the coming months. As usual, we cover a wide variety of local issues while showcasing our local businesses.
Oh, Belinda, thank you so much for that. And as I said, people, Belinda Ferguson is the editor of the local Bribie and Surrounds newspaper. And you can always find out what's happening in the city of Moreton by heading to the 1015fm.com.au to catch up on any of the latest news reports from the city of Moreton, including Bribie, Glasshouse Mountains, Kilcoy and Somerset. All these regions are covered, even internationally, national and local sporting events. Look forward to catching up with you again shortly, Belinda. Thank you.